3 weeks ago, I started a series on the leadership crisis in America. This will be part three today. Turn with me to Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. That's where we will start today. It's where we left off. I'm going to offer a prayer after we read this short scripture. And then we will do a very rapid review, because I still have a lot to cover. We may end up not getting through enough. We might have part 4 next week. It just depends. I am not going to hurry through this material, because it is vitally important material for us to understand from the Word of God. So I'm going to take my time going through all of this. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy." Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for prompting for such a time as this to bring a word on this topic. Thank you for that prompting, Lord. And Lord, we listen to you, and we listen to your word. I pray, Lord, that you would hide me behind the cross of Calvary as I stand in this pulpit today and bring your word. I pray, Lord, that you put a watch on my mouth, that I would only speak the words you ordained for me to speak this morning, not a word more or a word less, and all to your glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so again, what we're talking about is the leadership crisis in America. Last week, what we were focused on and where I left off with a little bit to go on it yet, is the character that God requires in leadership. We're going to say that leadership is established by God, then we need to look whether it looks like it was established by God, or it's leadership that was established by man with Satan involved in it. You understand what I'm saying? So, as we began talking about the character that God requires in leadership, the first thing we talked about is godliness. He requires godliness. Next, we looked at the fact that he requires wisdom, and he gives wisdom. He requires honesty, and we talked about the fact that we've got a real crisis of honesty in the leadership of this nation. Amen?
Amen.
That was weak.
Amen.
Are we in agreement or not?
Yes.
All right. The next one that we talked about was discernment or discrimination. Discernment. Next one is sexual morality. Big lacking in our nation, not only in the leadership, but throughout our nation. Next one is sobriety. God requires sobriety. We talked about that last week. The next one we want to talk about, this is where we left off, is protectiveness. Leadership that is established by God protects God's people, protects God's creation. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Our God is a protector, and why would he not then raise up leadership that protects the people?
Amen.
We just read this passage in Proverbs. It says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves." Who are the first people in our nation that can't speak for themselves, that need people to speak up for them? The unborn that are slaughtered every day in our nation. And I'm sick of it. We have a leadership in this nation on the federal level that has already circled the wagons and is attacking the state of Texas for what the legislation that they passed against abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's not rocket science to see that that regime was not established by God, but was established by man and by Satan. Like it or not, that's the facts. God would not endorse someone that endorses and mandates the things that are being mandated in our nation. The freedoms that are being taken away, I mentioned this earlier in this series, the freedoms that are being snatched away, even as we are speaking right now. They're being grabbed up. And it's time for God's people to stand up and speak up. We need to speak up for the unborn. The church fell down and failed the unborn in this nation in 1973 when Roe v. Wade went through, and we've been failing them ever since. And it's time, I'll say again, God's people, stand up, because it's not about women's health, it's about murdering children. Psalm 94, verses 20 and 21. Psalm 94, verse 20 and 21. Our psalmist in these two verses draws a pretty interesting conclusion. It says, can a corrupt throne be allied with you? Speaking of God. One that brings on misery by its decrees. They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. Our psalmist says, can this be of God? The answer is no. No. It can't be of God. So then why are we in this situation? Because there has for a long time been a lack of repentance. And the body of Christ in this nation has moved further and further and further from God in the name of health and wealth preaching. In the name of statements like, your sin is between you and God. So that the preachers don't need to preach on sin, because that makes people uncomfortable. Well, if you're here for the first time today, I just need to tell you, you came into a church today that preaches on sin. And we may make no apology for it, and the reason is, we need to get back to where we understand God is a holy God, and He requires holiness of the people that profess His name. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, O Lord? One that brings on misery by its decrees. There are a lot of people getting miserable in this nation. Even as we speak. They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. If God did not step in, and He's going to, my friends. He's going to. When the time is perfectly right, He's going to step in and turn this thing around. Amen. The righteous of God will again have their place. If God did not step in, the agenda, the plan that is being worked out right now in the regime that is in power is to close every church in America. They have a lot of agendas, but that's one of them. It's why I believe we have COVID. If you don't believe COVID was released on purpose, I'm sorry, I do. I believe it was unleashed on the earth to force there to be closed, things closed down, specifically churches. And thereby silence the church, rend the church powerless, and their end game is a one-world government. The United States of America has been standing for a long time against this agenda. This is not a new agenda. Also, we know from the Word of God that that is going to happen at some point because prophecy tells us it is. But it's too early. There's going to be another great awakening, a great outpouring in the earth where people are going to be harvested into the kingdom before that happens. And we're going to have a rapture because Jesus is going to break through the eastern sky on a horse in Jesus' name. And he's going to come back for his bride. For those that are not only named by his name, but are living according to his statutes. Okay. Thank you, Dick. We'll see if we can turn it up a notch or two. The next scripture about protectiveness. We should understand this. We should know this. A true leader, one that is established by God, should be protecting people. When what we have is one that's telling us to follow the science, but what they mean is to follow what they tell us the science is. Because when I do research and I follow the science, it's a whole different story than what we are being fed. Can I get a couple witnesses now? I'm sure glad God's not done with the United States of America. I love my nation, but I don't like it much the way it is right now. I love my nation, but I don't like it the way it is. Thank God that we've got a God that is not giving up on the U.S. Oh, we're going to go through some stuff, and we have been going through some stuff. Because let's face it, this nation has been full of sin for a long time. And the church has been rent powerless. It is time the church gets its power back through repenting in the mighty name of Jesus. By repenting of our sin. Jeremiah 22, verses 2 through 5. Says, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, you who sit on David's throne, you, your officials, and your people who come through these gates. This is what the Lord says. Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of his oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the alien, the fatherless, or the widow. And do not shed innocent blood in this place. For if you are careful to carry out these commands, then kings who sit on David's throne will come through the gates of this palace, riding in chariots and on horses, accompanied by their officials and their people. But if you do not obey these commands, declares the Lord, I swear by myself that this place will become a ruin. Do you see from this passage how important it is that the leadership of a nation protects its people? When we have, and again, I refuse to call him president, but when we have JD standing up and saying, I'm mandating all of these crazy things for COVID because I have a responsibility to protect the people. That's a twisted lie that's coming out of his mouth, because if he was really about protecting the people, he'd be protecting the unborn children. Instead of immediately attacking the state of Texas that has done what is right in God's eyes. Am I telling the truth? So all of those things we have just covered are attributes of a leader that is established by God. On to the second major point. God gave us all a free will, and He does not violate our free will. Every one of us has a free will. If we want to reject Christ, we can. If we want to go through our whole life and reject the gospel and never, never turn to Christ, God has given us the free will to make that choice. And He will let us go to that horrible place called hell. Yes, hell is real. Hell was not created for man. Hell was created for Satan and a third of the angels that rebelled in heaven. But man has put themselves there. When sin entered the world, and by one man sin entered the world, Adam. And by one man we can be set free from that sin. The second Adam, Jesus Christ. So God gives us a choice. If we insist, He will give us our way. But His ways are higher than our ways. And man's ways normally, when they are left to themselves, lead to destruction. Man's ways lead to destruction. Isn't that true? I know when I start doing things in my own strength, throughout my lifetime, whenever I have started doing things in my own strength, I usually end up off the road somewhere. And it's like, whoa, I was doing this in my own strength. I wasn't walking with God in this. And I got to get back and get right with God. Time to repent, right? Am I the only one? I mean, I'm a pastor and I've made those mistakes over the years. A lot of them. Anybody else? God provided a way where there was no way. I know me, and I can't be good enough to get saved. How about you? Amen. But Jesus. That's why we needed Jesus. Hosea 8, verse 4. Hosea 8, verse 4. It's going to blow your mind when you see this verse. God is speaking through the prophet Hosea. Okay? And he says, they set up kings without my consent. They choose princes without my approval. With their silver and gold. Oh, are you getting this? They make idols for themselves in their own destruction. That might as well have been written today, just to substitute a couple things. Just substitute a couple of terms, and that could have been written for today. They set up kings without my consent. They lie, they cheat, they steal elections. My friends, whatever side of that you're on, if we don't get this ironed out, we will never have a straight election in this country again. It's why it's so important that this needs to be straightened out. There needs to be finality. And I'm telling you, As sure as I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and He lives inside of me, I know as sure as that, that it is going to get straightened out. It's taking time. Because the evil is so entrenched.
Yes.
But in God's time, He's going to get it done. In the meantime, for the love of God, don't pay any attention to the news media. Because you're being lied to every single day.
Yes.
Every single day, you're being lied to. And when you fill yourself full of lies, that's when your shoulders slump and you round over. And even though you're young, you start resembling a little old man. Or woman. Don't let the devil use the lying media to tear you down. And some of you might be looking at me right now and saying, he's just one crazy. Well, you just wait. You just wait. Before you make that statement about me, you just wait, because I'll tell you something. Been walking with Jesus for 39 years. And in those 39 years, there have been innumerable times that God has spoken to me very clearly. This, on this issue, is one of those times. And whenever God has spoken to me that clearly, whatever He spoke happened. And that's why I can stand here and be so sure. And have no fear of standing here and having to say later, well, I guess I missed that one. If I did, I would. I own it. If I missed it, I own it. Have you noticed I haven't owned it yet? Why do you think that is? Because I heard from God. This isn't something I conjured up in my own heart. This isn't something I conjured up in my own mind. This is something I heard from God, and I've got a hold of it like a dog on a bone. Because God's got a call on my life to speak the truth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I will not let it go. Because God's people, at least, have got to come to the place where they come around and see things for what they are. Ask God to open your eyes to give you revelation. He will. He'll surprise you. Woo! Silver and gold, they made idols for themselves. Been a lot of backslapping and exchange of money from evil hand to evil hand in the midst of all this. I believe this has been allowed because of we are being judged. We're going to go through some hard stuff yet, guys. As sure as you're here with me today, we are going to go through some hard stuff yet. God's going to turn it around, but we're going to go through some hard stuff. Why? Because there's consequences for sin.
Yes.
Nobody wants to preach that anymore. Oh, just say you're sorry and it'll be all good. Well, let me ask you something. If you go out today and you kill somebody, you commit murder, and then you, with your whole heart, repent, you ask God to forgive you, and you commit to Him to turn the other way. If you go and do that, you can be forgiven. And you can go to heaven. That is the kind of God we serve. But I dare say you're still going to pay the consequences of that sin in the law of the land. You're still going to go to prison. So there are consequences for sin. Now I know that's a very radical example, but there are consequences for sin. People don't like to hear that anymore. Oh, bless God, we have a loving God. Yes, we do. That's why we haven't been vaporized yet.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd have I've been smoked a long time ago. Because I've done at least as much stupid stuff as probably all of you in my life. BC, I was a real dandy. My sister's chirping in now. I ain't heard a peep out of her till then. And that's the way it is with siblings. That's a different message. First Samuel 8, verses 18 through 21. Still looking at the fact that God gives us a free will. And he'll let us have our way if we insist. He will warn us. He'll put stoplights in. He'll do all kinds of things to try to keep us from going the way we are bent on going. But if we insist, he'll get out the way and let us. And that's how we've gotten in the situation we're in. 1 Samuel 8, verses 18 through 21. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen. And the Lord will not answer you in that day. But the people refused to listen to Samuel. No, they said, we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and go out before us and fight our battles. Then Samuel heard all that the people said. He repeated it before the Lord. Did you hear that? It's the conversation that the people had with Samuel. God had warned them, you don't want a king. You don't want a king. You have always had a priest. You're better off with a priest. No, we want a king. We want a king. Red light, red light, red light. No, you don't. Yes, we do. No, you don't. Yes, we do. Red light, red light, red light. But the people insisted, and they got a king, and his name was Saul. And Saul went bad. He got so far off the rails, he went and met with the witch of Endor. And he's having seances. He's having her call people up, namely Samuel. And Samuel said, what are you doing? Basically. Yeah. What are you doing? Do you see it? When people insist, God will let them have their way, but only for a season. It's only for a season. Because ultimately, as it goes down the road, God's plan is ultimately going to be played out. And that's why I'm telling you, I'm standing on solid ground when I tell you this thing's going to flip. It's going to be turned around. You need to understand something. If you're visiting, a year ago roughly, I had a very, very vivid dream. And I woke up in the middle of the dream, and it continued as a vision. And it was very vivid, and it was very creepy. About half of what I saw in that dream, actually all of what I saw in the dream has transpired. The chaos in the world. I shared back then about all that. Okay? I shared about that. I had a word for this year. I shared about that. I don't always have dreams. I don't always have visions. It's fairly rare that I have them. But again, when I have gotten them, it's real. I'm talking about prophetic dreams and prophetic visions. The people refused to listen. People refused to listen. We're living in a day like that.
And he's got his some preachers and some prophets out there saying, you're going the wrong way. And they're just blowing the red lights. Just blowing through the red lights. God is calling his people back to himself. He is a loving God. He loves his people and he wants people to turn back to him. Which means accepting his plan, not man's plan. Interesting. It says, when that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen. It's a little bit different in this case. It wasn't chosen, it was cheated in, but whatever. Next major point is the consequences that God reveals. The consequences that God reveals. And that's Proverbs 29, verse 2. We read this last week and the week before in the opener. Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. That is the consequences for believers, for Christians, for the body of Christ. Whatever terminology you want to use, that is the consequences. Of not standing up and speaking up. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. Would you say that right now the body of Christ is thriving in our nation?
No.
Not as a whole. There are thousands of churches that have never reopened after COVID. And there are an astronomical amount of churches that have reopened, but have never attained the numbers in worship that they had before COVID. They've never gotten the people back. People got comfortable sitting at home in front of the TV with a cup of coffee and doing TV church. They just got lazy. Or turning on the internet and doing internet church. Because they got used to it, because we were piping it out there. Right? And they got used to it and got lazy. Did you know that there's something about people? And when I say people, I mean all of us. The less we do, the less we want to do. That is human nature. The less we have to do, the less we want to do. It's a fact. When the wicked rule, the people groan. I was groaning this week without, I was trying not to groan. How many Dutch people we got? My grandma used to say, quit your groaning and go out and play. Now for the rest of you that are not of Dutch heritage, groaning is an extraordinary phase of complaining. That's what groaning is. You got to roll your tongue. Or it's not Dutch. I was groaning this week because I saw, I can't say I'm shocked, but when I saw what they are doing to try to rein in the state of Texas.
Right.
Guys, do you realize how tyrannical our government has become? Do you even understand? It's tyrannical. And God doesn't do tyrannical leaders very well. He's going to put an end to it. All in His time. And every one of us should be praising God that He is. Because the way this is all happening, and now the attacking of states that are doing right, if God did not step in at the right time, we would see civil war on this land. I want you to understand something. Texas is the last state in the Union that they ought to be attacking. They are well armed. And the Second Amendment exists for just that reason, to rise up against a tyrannical government. Can I get a witness in the house today? We're about out of time. I'm going to have to quit. I guess there will be a part four, guys. Are you getting it? God has spoken to us through His Word. It's all in Scripture, guys. The whole idea of a leadership that's established by God. In the opening of this message, this series, we read Romans 13, verses 1 through 6, and 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2, if you just look at that without looking at the rest of Scripture, you get the idea, oh, well, all leadership, all of it's established by God. No. But if you just look at those two verses, that's the conclusion you draw. But that's not the case. It's not the case. Because when we start looking at all of Scripture like we have been, it becomes abundantly clear, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it's always been this way. I've always said this. You don't get yourself in trouble when you let Scripture confirm Scripture. Always got to confirm Scripture with Scripture. Then you keep yourself straight. So I think we're on the right path. What do you think? No, I'm not. You need to understand something. I mentioned the Second Amendment because that's just the facts. I mentioned about civil war because that's just the facts. If God did not step in, there would be civil war. There would be blood running in the streets in this country. I guarantee you there will be. Because there's a lot of rednecks in this country. There's a lot of liberal kooks, but there's a whole bunch of rednecks in this country. And guess what? Not all of the patriots are saved. They love their nation and they're patriots, but they don't know Jesus yet. So we need to be praying for them that they get to know Jesus and don't come out loaded for bear and to decide to do something about it in their own strength, because that's not the answer. That would be the last resort. Not that God never calls for war. There is a time for all things and a season for every time. Is that not right? Is that what it says in the Word? But that's a last resort. But if it came to that, you just need to know, I'm well armed. And if it came to that, I'd be out there to rise up against this. Because it's that important that we stand up against a tyrannical government that has all of these issues, one of them to eradicate you and me. Believers. Can we all stand together? Just want to ask one question before I give the benediction to pray. Raise your hand if you needed this message. Praise God. I see a lot of hands. Father, we just thank you so much
that your word is complete. Everything that we need to address on this earth is all in your word. We thank you for that. There are no holes, no gaps. You've got it all in there. And we thank you for the word that we have read, that we have heard today. And I just pray, Lord, that you will seal this word in our hearts. That, Lord, you will change us and make us more and more like you. Lord, sanctify us. And as we leave this place, Lord, may we never, ever forget that when we go out these doors, we are entering our mission field. Send people into our path that would be open to having a debate about the possibility of being a sinner and needing a Savior. And Lord, fill our mouths full of truth that we would be able to share the love of Christ with those that need to hear about Him. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.